Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. So glad to have you with us this morning. I've got Scott Ralston in the house.
Good morning.
Almost said at the office, but this is the Sunday morning office.
It is the Sunday
morning. It is the Sunday morning office.
We got the coffee maker. We got the coffee.
We got it all.
It's the same thing.
We got it all. Hey, so glad to be with you here this last weekend of 2018. I'm remembering Y2K, Scott, like it was yesterday, and here we are.
I remember Y2K.
Remember that, folks? So here we are, flipping the page, and, you know, really, as 2018 comes to a close, 2019 begins amid continued social discontent and political turmoil. What does this mean to you, though, as an individual, and what should you be doing relative to your own estate and financial planning? And I think bringing it down to that personal level, you need to make sure that you say, okay, here's the environment I'm living in today. Here's the political reality. Like it or hate it, doesn't matter. Here we are. So we want to sit there and say, okay, given that, what's the taxes? We're going to talk a little bit today about some of the changing estate and gift taxing that's going to come into play here in 2019. There's some good news and some not news, you know, some status quo things and but opportunities.
And there's a big change in taxation in family law cases as well, but that's going to be effective.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that for all of you folks that are contemplating divorce. Here's one more reason not to do it, perhaps. Now, maybe people are going to take that a step further and say, well, why get married in the first place? But, you know, this is all part of our social change in our system and in the way we live. And it's very difficult to sit there and look at all this macro things that are going on and bring that down to your personal level. And I think that's one of the most important things we want to talk about today is planning is personal. It's about you. It's about your family, your loved ones, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, and putting those things together. And how do you protect your business? And I think most business owners really do value their employees despite what we might hear. I know as a business owner, I value my employees extremely highly. And hopefully they all know that. I probably don't tell them often enough.
Oh, I think they know it.
But
I think they know it. Being, you know, one of them, I can tell you.
Being one of them, sure.
I think we all know that.
Well, like I said, at Monday morning meetings, the beatings will continue until morale improves. So,
that's right.
You know,
that's
we've been having well, Scott, you know,
how many years have we been doing that?
You know, the radio program?
Yeah.
You know, Scott, 2019 is going to bring in our 20th year.
That's what I was thinking.
So we're approaching about mid-year, mid to latter in the year. I have to look up the exact date. I'm not really recalling, but we're approaching that 20-year mark, which is
pretty exciting.
You know, it's pretty amazing that we've had the opportunity to talk with all you folks out there, not just on Cairo and KTTH, but on several other stations throughout the years here. And many of you listen to all of them. I know many of you have crossed stations and continued with us, and we certainly appreciate that. If you're ever wanting to get more information on the show, folks, you can just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. And today, there's a brand new website up for yourpartnerinlaw.com. Check it out. And lots of neat things in there for you to do. But you can get our blogs there. You can get our newsletters. You can ask us a legal question. And most importantly, you can sign up for our events that are coming up. And we've got a doozy coming up here not very long from now.
Yeah.
And, you know, time goes rather quickly these days.
Yep.
And so on February 16th, Scott, as you well know, we've got the fifth annual Retire Meet. Fifth annual. This program started 5 years ago, and it kind of roared in like a lion, so to speak, and it's been just a terribly popular event. And for bringing all of the elements of estate planning together, I mean, there's so many different facets we need to look at, from our housing, our medical issues, you know, leisure and travel.
Yeah, so this is our marquee event of the year.
It really is one of the marquee events. We do one in the beginning of the year and one at the end of the year. And sometimes in between we'll do stuff. And then we do lots of smaller events. But this is the shopping mall of estate planning, if you will, although you don't have to bring your credit card. It's a day of learning. There'll be a large number of classes throughout the day. In fact, there's so many, it's like a university. You can't go to all the classes. But you can get information, and you get to meet all the folks out there. It's at Meidenbauer Center, Saturday, February 16th, 8 to 3. Register today by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com and just click on events. That's going to get you right there. Retire Meet 2019. Please join me and all of the other amazing speakers and sponsors that are going to be out there. There's going to be, you know, experts on Social Security. I think we have Dr. Breeden coming in talking about Social Security. You're just not going to want to miss this stuff. We even have classes on issues for women in planning. Ladies, do pay attention to that. Please, you live longer than men, so you have a unique set of issues as a class of, you know, folks.
And also after dissolution.
After marital dissolution. Yes. And there's just all kinds of things we want to talk about. And that's really what the purpose of our show here is to, you know, kind of create an awareness and talk about these issues in small bites because it's a radio, and then give you the resources that you can research out and do your homework and then determine how you best want to do your legal planning after you consult with an attorney. Please consult with an estate or elder law attorney when you're doing this. I know so many of you are motivated to do it yourself. Scott, there's some things you can do yourself, but some things maybe you shouldn't.
You know, our listeners, although I think we are available by video on the World Wide Web. Hello out there. I'm just kind of shaking my head as you say, don't do your planning yourself, because I actually had two new cases come in the last 2 weeks in which planning was done by individuals on their own. And, you know, as our listeners know, I am the guy that you call when things do not go particularly well with planning. And, you know, my bread and butter, for the most part, comes from people who do improper planning, oftentimes on their own.
Yeah, and Scott, you know, it's very frustrating. And like I said, if we were to ever just have a long dialogue on all the bizarre cases that have come our way and come through your office.
And the new ones that just keep coming.
And they keep coming. But one of the things that is so challenging is one thing comes in over and over and over. What's that one thing, Scott?
Powers of attorney.
Powers of attorney and abuse of powers of attorney. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And by the way, there was no cue on that question. I knew as soon as he started that question what the answer was.
Yeah. No,
it's powers of attorney. They are a constant source of abuse and a constant source of litigation.
They really are on so many levels. And people make so many mistakes here. And part of it's because of the law. It's complex. And, you know, people are going to the internet and, you know, the veracity of the sites you're at are always at question. Is this a site that is legitimate? It's really hard to tell.
We do
a lot of research on the internet, Scott, and we got to be careful, right?
And I'd go even further than that. Let's just say that that is a legitimate power of attorney. Okay. It actually comports with the law. That does not mean that that power of attorney is appropriate for you. That's also a problem. So you run the danger when you engage in this type of self-help of getting a power of attorney that is not going to accomplish what you want it to accomplish, or you're not going to understand what it's going to accomplish, or, you know, it's just totally wrong for your situation.
You know, Scott, it just came to me. It would be kind of like writing your own insurance policy. What does it include? What does this exclude?
That's a good.
And we wouldn't even dream of that. I think people would sit there and go, oh, writing a, you know, car insurance policy, home insurance policy. But that's really, you know, in a power of attorney, it's really having the right powers included, having the right powers excluded, and making sure that we have the right people.
Right.
Folks, the right people aren't necessarily your children.
And also, because this has come up recently, durability.
Yes. Yeah, we had a fella come in here not too long ago, and I think it was over his parents or something, and he was saying that nobody will take the power of attorney. And I looked at it and I said, well, I guess good for them. They're following the law. I said, your power of attorney is no longer effective because your dad is incapacitated. And once dad became incapacitated, this particular power of attorney actually terminated by operation of law to protect him because it was not a proper, durable power of attorney.
And these are the types of unintended consequences that occur when people grab documents from the internet, sign them, and think that they're accomplishing putting in place a power of attorney.
You know, and many times, as you earlier alluded to, these documents are technically legal. So what? It's the wrong document. Yep. It's kind of like showing up to the boat ramp with the sports car. You know, you probably need something a little more suited to going down the ramp and hooking your boat up and pulling it out of the water. You wouldn't take your sports car down there.
Or
right?
a motorcycle.
Or your motorcycle. So the right vehicle for the right job. Well, that's what an estate planning document is. It's a tool or a vehicle that's designed to do certain tasks.
So we've been talking up to this point in time about powers of attorney that may be legal but do not accomplish what is intended. The other and very, very significant area of law that we run into or conflict that we run into is the use of the power of attorney in a way that is bad.
Well, Scott, you know, this is true in that misuse. And I think we're going to probably talk about that after we take a short break. And, hey, we'd love to talk with you this morning. This is the last day before New Year's Eve of 2018.
And we'll be making some suggestions for New Year's resolutions for you, I am sure, show today. So, you know,
hey, folks,
stick with
us. If you'd like to join us today and give us a call, maybe a shout-out Happy New Year to someone, give us a call, 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476. That's going to get you right on air with yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a Partner in Law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do, to find out about all the different plans they offer, like the plan we got that'll pay my estate back if we never use it. Brian does have a few classes coming up in January. Seating will be limited, so reserve your spot right now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, a little wake-up music there for Sunday morning, folks. Rick Gregorek here, and I am your partner in law. You know, folks, we've got a kind of a refreshed website up. If you haven't been to yourpartnerinlaw.com for a while, check it out. You can sign up for our newsletters. We've even got a hot link to get the Cairo Radio app. We've got hot links to mynorthwest.com for Cairo, KTTH. Our blogs are there, a link to the website for the law firm, our newsletters, our podcast, our upcoming events. Hey, folks, right before break, we talked about Retire Meet. Make sure you go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, click on events, get your tickets now. It's going to sell out. You're not going to get tickets. So get your tickets now. This does cost you a couple bucks, but you're going to get breakfast and lunch and an amazing day of education. It's a fun event, right,
for Scott? Those of you that have not attended this event, which – we get a lot of repeat customers. That tells you how much people enjoy this event and how much they learn at this event. Because we get – how much percentage-wise would you guess that we get in repeat customers? It's fairly significant.
It's probably be about 20%.
Yeah.
So, you know, very high people coming back. And the reason is this is like the estate planning university. Yeah. So people want to come back and take more classes that they haven't been able to take before.
Well, it gives you an idea of how much people learn. Not only that, but also they just enjoy it. Because, I mean, keep in mind, this is almost an entire Saturday that you are going to spend at Meydenbauer Center and, you know, sitting through an entire Saturday and an entire class. The fact that people will repeat this and come back gives you an idea of how much people do enjoy it.
You know, and like I said, it is literally like a university. We're going to have classes on, you know, finance, a whole bunch of folks there. We're going to have Herb Weisbaum, the consumer man's going to be there warning us and educating us on all the frauds that are out there.
Very entertaining speaker.
Oh, he's great. It's fun. We've got Barb Devereaux. She's going to be talking about female financial fundamentals. We're going to have folks there talking about home care options as we age. I've got Tina Hall from ERA Living. We've got retirement adventures. So we're even going to have some fun stuff there, you know, in our retirement years. It isn't all planning. We plan so we can have fun. So we're going to have some of the fun stuff there, learn about some cruises and things like that. That'll be fun. We've got Dr. Laurel Beeden, and she's going to be talking to us about Social Security. You really need to understand this, whether you're taking it or not taking it. So make sure you know what's going on. Going to have some tremendous folks here from Dimensional Funds. We're going to have Dan Solon interview with Don McDonald. That's going to be really good. We've got folks from Charles Schwab coming, talking about charitable planning. Folks, it's all there. Come on in, meet the people, leave your wallet at home, so to speak. You got breakfast, lunch, you're ready to go. You're going to have a lot of tools. And we mentioned so many people come back to this because they do that. So even if you have your estate planning, folks, this is where you come back to learn, is my plan up to date? Is it current? Are there new options and opportunities for me? And this is how we keep our estate plan current. So whether you don't have an estate plan, you have one, it doesn't matter. I promise you are going to learn something of this. I do.
And I would say, for those that do not have an estate plan, especially, this is a great event because, you know, we talk about it all the time about the procrastination. People just don't know where to start when it comes to planning. They don't know who to call. We know you're out there. We know you listen to our show, and you're thinking about it, and you haven't, you know, pulled the trigger. You haven't done what you need to do to get that process rolling. For those of you that have not done your estate plan, this is a great event for you to start.
So yourpartnerinlaw.com. Just click on events and go to Retire Meet 2019. And we'd love to see you there. Please let us know that you heard it here on the radio. So we were talking, Scott, about a lot of changes coming. So I want to give some of the numbers just so we can kind of, you know, have that as a backdrop on what's been going on. And if we look back just a few years on some of these things, we've had some dramatic change. But if we look a few years in the future, we're going to see some dramatic change as well. So we're in this really weird period in the estate tax area, where back in 2017, we were under the 2010 law. The exemption amount was an inflation-adjusted $5 million amount. So in 2017, it was $5,490,000.
At the federal level.
At the federal level. 1 year later, 2018, it rose all the way up to $11,180,000. So we went from the Obama program in 2017 that was brought into law in 2010 to the Trump regime in 2018, and we saw, you know, near doubling of the estate tax exemption, which now in 2019, being inflation adjusted, is up now to $11,400,000 per person at the federal level.
So now, why is the estate tax exemption so important?
Well, to be honest with you, it seems to be a political juggernaut for some reason. And we've got statistics that back when the exemption was about $675,000, $700,000, yep, there were 50, 55,000 federal taxes, federal taxable estates every year dying, filing 706 estate tax return. When that exemption went from the $675,000, by the time it hit $5 million, that 52 to 55,000 number of filers dropped all the way to under 3,000. So it virtually, at the $5 million thing, eliminated estate taxes for the overwhelming 99% of the population.
Right. And this is one of the things I think is so important, because we get a lot of questions. Lots and lots of people think that the estate tax applies to them at the federal level. And, you know, most individuals are not going to be at that.
We all wish it applied to us.
Most individuals are not going to be at that $11 million level. But what we're going to talk about after the break when we get back is we're going to talk about the state.
We're going to go over the state really carefully, too, and we're going to wrap up with the federal stuff. Give us a call, folks. We'd love to chat with you this morning. 888-973-5476. Your partner in law on this New Year's Eve of Eve. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Alrighty, welcome back to
Dire Straits.
There you go. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law, folks. Attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates in with Scott Ralston. Check us out, rjglegal.com for the law firm. For the radio program, yourpartnerinlaw.com, that's where you sign up for Retire Meet. Get that done today. Retire Meet 2019. Gosh, I'm just remembering Y2K, Scott. It's this crazy. 2019. Imagine we're going to be at 2020 next year. Must be a song about that coming up. I don't know. So we were talking about the changing tax environment at the federal level. And for most people, you don't have a federal estate tax issue today. Don't avoid your planning because, oh, I don't need to plan because I'm not a rich dude. Please don't do that. That's not the issue. Estate taxes are only a component of estate planning. And I'm going to tell you, it's certainly not the most important component for most of you. Yeah, most of you, there's far more items that need to be addressed.
I know you've heard this phrase before. I don't need an estate plan because I don't have enough for taxes.
Yeah.
We've heard that a lot.
Yeah. Don't go with that thought, folks. It's just ill-fated. Hey, I wanted to talk about the gift tax exclusion just real briefly. Back in 2017, it was a $14,000. Now, many people still think it's at $10,000, but it was at $14,000. 2018, it rose to a whopping $15,000, and it remains at the $15,000 for 2019. So some things are going up, some are going down, some are staying the same. Now, folks, annual exclusions for gifts made to a spouse who is not a U.S. citizen. This, folks, there's lots of you out there that are, you know, green card holders and are here that are not U.S. citizens. If you are married and not U.S. citizens, please, 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 please come see us. You don't get the unlimited deductions in gifting and all these things that citizens get. So the annual exclusion for gifts made to a spouse not a U.S. citizen is capped at $155,000. So for that, that's a big deal. On the tax rates to start thinking about 35% of everything over that, folks.
So. And this is applicable to Canadians.
Oh, it's everybody.
Because this is where we've run into it several times.
It's either you're a U.S. citizen or you're not. And whether or not you consider yourself dual or that's irrelevant. But you a U.S. citizen? And so we need to do that. And so there's all kinds of special things we want to take a look at. And so we want to make sure. Now, the other thing I want to just highlight briefly, and this is for you folks that have certain types of irrevocable trust, and the tax rates for those are horrible. But it did increase the limit this year from where you hit the top marginal bracket for income over $12,000, not $12 million, $12,500. They increased that all the way up to $12,750.
And this is for irrevocable trust.
Irrevocable trust income tax. So if you have an irrevocable trust, if you are not engaged in significant income tax management of that, you can be getting, I guess, what we just say, hosed pretty bad. There's lots of ways to deal with it. But we need, you know, you need to be smart in dealing with those types of things. Now, we want to talk about the Washington state tax system a little bit. And that's exactly what we're going to do after this short break, and we'll take your calls at 888-973-5476. Washington State estate taxes coming right up after break.
I used to say right along with them, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And the reason these are the most regrettable words is because you had some knowledge that you should have done something, but you didn't. You could have, but you didn't. And you would have, but you put it off. And that's where you find yourself. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of retirement have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas come flying up right in their face because they were not proactive. They didn't take care of the will. They didn't take care of a trust. They didn't do what they needed to do about real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. You can hear him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. The guy is an expert in the complicated field of what you need to do to prepare for retirement. You can schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick Gregorick, and let me tell you, it is complete. No shoulda, coulda, wouldas here. Rick Gregorick at yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there's so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything you've saved. And maybe most important, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do, to find out about all the different plans they offer, like the plan we got that'll pay my estate back if we never use it. Brian does have a few classes coming up in January. Seating will be limited, so reserve your spot right now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Alrighty, rock and rolling into 2019. Gosh, God, it's hard to imagine we're flipping the page again. 2018 coming to an end. Well, in 2019, Washingtonians got zero increase in the estate tax exemption for the state of Washington. It remains at $2,193,000 per person. This amount is not expected to increase, folks, until probably about 2025. State didn't want to have this increasing too fast. You know, we don't want to get too big an exemption. And so we want to always take a look at that. So, folks, while you're most likely, very few of you are subject to the federal estate taxes, many of you are going to be subject to the Washington state estate taxes, which can rise up to nearly 20%. And if you happen to be also federally taxable, that would be on top of the 35% federal tax. So if you folks with lots of money, yes, you better get in and see us on some tax planning. Everybody else, you need to come and see us on some tax planning. So it's, you know, regardless of where you are. So if your estate is approaching a couple of $1 million, whether you're married or single, you need to start focusing on that potential estate tax and how you can reduce, eliminate, defer. There's lots of different ways. I always say if you can't eliminate an estate tax or if you can't eliminate any tax, can I defer it? Can I pay it later? Without having interest and things like that. So it really is good. So the Washington estate tax, folks, is a graduated estate tax. And so it starts at you know, the first million over the 2,193,000. So in other words, up to 3,123,000, if you had that size estate, you would pay a 10% tax on that amount, on that that first million. The second million is going to cost you 14%. We went from 10 to 14. And then for every million thereafter, it goes up 1% until we get to the 11 million, just pretty close to the federal limit, where it reaches upwards to the 19.5%, 20%. And if you're over 1,495,000, excuse me, yeah, which would be, what do we got, $10 million, $11 million estate, it would be up to 20%. So it's really quite a high exemption amount. Well worthy of planning, folks. Now, Scott, we're very successful in helping people legitimately reduce this tax burden, and that's really how you legally avoid estate and inheritance.
There's taxes. A lot of options, but the thing I want to stress here is your estate, for the purposes of estate tax, consists of the equity in your house, your life insurance policies, your 401ks, your brokerage accounts, your savings accounts, your checking accounts, very valuable grand piano.
Your artwork, your jewelry, yeah. Your collectibles.
So my point is this, with the rise in real estate and the value of real estate in the last, approximately 8 to 10 years, there are a lot of individuals that are subject to estate tax in Washington.
There really are. And folks, what's great is almost all of the methods and mannerisms that we would suggest to you for managing your estate taxes and reducing or eliminating them as is appropriate usually has to do with gifting and sharing and structuring your affairs right. And all of those, in addition to, reducing your taxes, that was the motivation, let's say. But in addition to that, the value of these other instruments that you put together and the protective nature of them, sometimes asset protection, sometimes income tax benefits. So there's more than one thing going on when we do these documents. We always look for multiple benefits going into this. So please, allow us to introduce ourselves and to go over with you your options, your opportunities, because it is unique to each of you. Someone comes into me and they say they have a $4 million estate. Well, one of them is most of that's tied up in a local business that they own. Another one, it might be tied up in investment real estate portfolio. Another one, it may be, wrapped up in just investable securities, kind of three very common scenarios.
Different planning for different people and different assets.
All have the same goals in mind, but how we're going to achieve those goals is going to be vastly different in those three cases. And there's just no possible way that you can have kind of a generic one-size-fits-all. It doesn't make sense, folks. Please don't fall for the hype. And do that. So, just that real brief little example of three different folks. I got a married couple. One's, involved in the family business where the bulk of their wealth is. Another one, the bulk of their wealth is in investable real estate, maybe a bunch of rental properties, things of that nature. And the other one's just the old fashioned, I got a big 401k and a little bit of savings in my house. But all of them are $4 million estates. So, okay, great. That's where the commonality ends. With the dollar. So how are we going to do that planning would be dramatically different for those three people. And that's kind of one of the things we always like to stress is that planning is at the individual level.
Yeah. The other thing I want to stress here is don't do this yourself. Gifting, you think you're going to, do some gifting and, accomplish some tax planning by doing some gifting. There are significant potential pitfalls when you start doing gifting as well. We have had many, many circumstances where we've got to explain some of the problems that arise from gifting and you can't just start doing this stuff willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. Who's that? Is that a band?
It's an old phrase.
It's an old phrase. I know, and you're just an old soul. What can I say? Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we'll take some final phone calls if you got them at 888-973-5476. Your partner-in-law will be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, wow, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize that you should start planning for the future. I lost my father a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregrick, and the reason I called Rick Gregrick is I've been listening to him here on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an expert. And I sat down with him, explained my situation, and he walked me through all the different variables, whether it's trust, charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It's complicated, and you have to rely upon an expert like Rick, who is so knowledgeable and so kind, he walks you through the process. Be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregrick. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 8 on Cairo and KTTH. It's Your Partner in Law with my estate planner, Rick Gregrick. YourPartnerInLaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregrick at the law firm of Gregrick & Associates, and I've got Scott Ralston here today. We've been talking a little bit about some of the changes that are coming up in the tax landscape and, you know, how most of it's pretty much the same as last year. Many of you will start filing your income taxes here in the very, you know, over the next few weeks and few months. And you'll be experiencing a new tax form. You'll be experiencing new tax rates. Hopefully, you'll see your taxes come down a smidgen. But remember, your income may have gone up. So don't just compare how much taxes you paid year before.
And the prediction is that a significant number of people are not going to have to schedule deductions because of the increase.
Right. I think many, many, many of you out there that have been used to itemizing your deductions we'll find that you're no longer itemizing your deductions primarily because of the large individual exemption that you're getting now.
Yep.
So you are getting the tax break. It's the idea was to simplify the tax code.
Yeah, and it will simplify it for the IRS as well.
Yeah, which they don't necessarily like because now they don't need as many people.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's that's one of the things.
It's always one of those fighting things. So, folks, as we, you know, every year as we close out the year, we really want to encourage you to think about next year. You know, you all have your bucket list. Everybody's going to be making their resolutions that they won't keep. So I'm not going to ask you to do any of those things, but I am going to ask you to write down a little sentence that says, schedule my estate planning consultation first week of January. and get your life started. So just do it. I mean, I think that's the main thing. This is also a time of the year, folks, you should be reviewing your estate plan if you have one. What changes and circumstances have involved in your life? Is your health the same as it was 5 years ago? What's happened to your wealth or lack thereof? Increasing, decreasing? What's going on out there? Are there any changes in family situation, health wise? New births, a death, a disability? Have any of these things happened in your life? Those are all what we would call triggering events to dust off your estate plan. Hopefully, it's not too dusty, and get it updated. If your estate plan is so dusty you have to clean it before you open it up or read it, it needs to be updated probably.
Or, honey, where is our estate plan?
Yeah, you know, that happens a lot. So we want to help you be smart, be organized, be efficient, taking care of yourself and those around you. That's what this is really all about. Estate planning is about family. It's about, you know, taking care of them, taking care of yourself, not becoming a burden on others, including the government. That just raises our taxes. And, you know, just doing the right thing. We see so many families, Scott, thrown into turmoil due to the lack of planning and some of the dire consequences that arise out of that. In so many cases, it's just totally unnecessary.
Yeah. And, you know, when we start talking about plan early, plan often, that's another thing that's just really important. You know, for those of you that are out there and you are sitting on a plan that's several years old and you haven't updated it, yeah, you definitely want to brush it off, as you were saying. You know, if it's got dust on it, metaphorically speaking, you know, you want to go ahead and take a look at that.
Well, I had a client bring one in that was all moldy.
Well, I mean,
his documents were moldy.
And
Scott,
you and I mean, we've dealt with estate plans from the 60s, the 50s, the 70s. I mean, we run into a very old estate plans that have not been updated. And, you know, they may be what you need. Things may not really have changed, or they may have changed in such a way that you don't need to make changes in your estate plan.
Well, you know,
but dust it off.
There's some folks that think, you know, let's use fashion as an example. Fat tie or skinny tie. So during the era when there's skinny ties, everybody's wearing a skinny tie. But don't throw your wide ties away because they'll be back. You know, is it going to be paisleys or stripes or polka dot?
Yeah.
They'll be back. So, you know, that really doesn't work in estate planning. So don't think that that's the way it's going to work in estate planning. You can't keep an old one in the drawer to hope it comes back in phase. Folks, just imagine, you know, going back 20 years ago. Can you think 20 years ago? And if you can, then you're old enough, you need to make sure you're doing your estate planning. But think how different the world was at that time. It was really different than it is today. And yet, in some regards, it's very, very similar. So we need to put those things into perspective in our planning.
Yeah. And so, and again, if you're thinking about your estate planning, it's not done, you haven't revisited it in a while, it's time for some changes, whatever. Remember, we've got this great event coming up, February 16th, 2019, Retire Meet. That is one of our biggest events of the year. Meidenbauer Center, Bellevue. It's almost an all-day event. Not quite a full day, but it's close to a full day.
You'll feel it like a full day, 8 a.m. You're going to want to get there about 7:30 or so because it's crazy. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And come on in and get your coffee and juice and some breakfast and meet and greet all the folks and come out for a complete day of learning on so many different aspects and elements of estate planning in a non-threatening environment. You can just talk to all of us, and you know, our good friends at Vestry Financial are hosting this event. This is the fifth annual. First year we did it, we said, is anybody going to show up?
That's right.
Oh, it was a landslide. Next year, almost twice as many people showed up. So it's a very, very popular event. And it's because it's, you know, it cost you a couple bucks to come. But because of that, you're getting a high-value education in estate planning.
And where do I get my tickets?
Yourpartnerinlaw.com. So simple. Yourpartnerinlaw.com. Click on events, and that takes you right to Retire Meet tickets and bingo, bango, you're there. We want you to have a great life, and this starts making it happen.
And for those of you that aren't real excited about using the World Wide Web, you can also give us a call. You can ask for Deanna. She'll likely answer the phone, but you can give the office a call, 425-284-3450 during the week. That's another way you can get your tickets.
Yep, we'll help you, and we're going to get you there any possible way we can. But it's a great day, and everybody has fun there. I mean, and like we said, about 20% of the folks that'll be attending are repeat clients. They're coming back for continuing education, if you will, expanding their education, seeing classes this year they couldn't take last year, but they've got their planning, and so they're growing their planning by education and learning their new options, their new opportunities, because that's really what it's all about. You know, how do I take the tools that are available out there, the systems, methods, processes, whatever you want to call them, and how do I apply them to my own unique situation such that I maximize everything I possibly can? And it's just a great way to start, and it's non-threatening, and the comments are just amazing. So don't miss out. Retire Meet 2019, yourpartnerinlaw.com is where you get your tickets. Get them now. This one sells out.
And it's a great, you know, it's a great family event too. I know that sounds a little odd, but grab your parents and come on down to Retire Meet.
Or bring your adult children. You know,
bring your adult children.
Yeah, so come on out. Bring the neighbor. Yeah. Maybe, you know, bring Aunt Betty. And so there's lots of neat things. And Scott, we're closing up our radio program for 2018, and we're moving into 2019 next week. Hey, stay tuned, folks. We may be changing hours here coming up, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss us, and we don't want to miss you. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.